I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
What?
Yeah, so those are like some presets.
What's club? Do club. That's awesome.
Trying to be very Snapchatty. The last one I'll show you is messages.
Everyone wants to be Snapchat.
It's crazy.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. The next LA Startup Spotlight is really, really special to me because not only is Alex about to be on the LA Startup Spotlight We Are LA Tech podcast, he was on the original We Are LA Tech video series back in 2012, which is crazy. And so I've been able to be a part of his journey since the beginning, and he has been able to be a part of mine. He's actually had a much longer journey before I even was born. So maybe he'll get into that a little bit. But I am so excited to bring to you J-Star. Alex, go for it.
Cool. Great to be here. And I don't think my journey's necessarily been since before you were born. I'm only 28.
But you were pretty, you had a lot of accomplishments before you started. I mean, you had At the Pool and now J-Star. And even before At the Pool, what is your background?
Oh, I have a really weird background. I think middle school, I built a BMX website that did really well. It was the number one BMX website for a while. That launched a t-shirt company, then a bike company. That got me really into science and engineering, started a career in chemistry. I worked in a couple national labs, a couple NASA divisions, and eventually ended up leaving the research world to do startups. So it's been a couple careers.
It's amazing. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, your role, and introduce your company.
So I'm Alex Capisalatro. I'm founder and CEO of J-Star. J-Star is an artificial intelligence company here in Los Angeles, and our first product is called Josh.ai. So think about having Jarvis or a smart AI in your home that you can talk to. That's what Josh is. It controls everything from your lights to your music to your thermostats. Everything in your home is controlled by Josh.
Isn't there a product Amazon makes that's similar? How is it different? Like Alexa?
Yeah, so Amazon's product is pretty cool. It's called the Echo. Alexa is the voice service behind it. And the Echo is a fantastic microphone. We actually work with the Echo. Their product is sort of a personal assistant. Think of it like Siri. Josh is more of a high-end home automation system. So we architect and map out your home, your rooms, configure scenes and automations, and we make home control really, really magical. So we actually work well together.
When were you founded?
We were founded about a year and a half ago now, so still pretty new for the scale project, but we're launching in just about a month. So it's been a really exciting year.
Congratulations. And how big is your team?
We're 9 full-time, 13 total, and we're actually half in Denver and half here.
That must be a crazy commute. What would you say are some of the advantages of growing a startup in LA versus the other cities that exist?
Well, what's great for us is we get to grow in both. And so when we're hiring, we can hire in both places. Our early customers are in both cities. The Denver scene is not nearly as big. People talk about Boulder being a little bit of a startup scene, but it's really not nearly as built out as it is here, which makes it easy for us to just stay, you know, in the office and just code all day, which is awesome. In Santa Monica, it's a little bit more distracting. We've got tons of great events and, you know, networking opportunities.
How's your new office?
The office is good. We're on 5th in Santa Monica, right above 5th.
Maybe after we're done, I'll walk with you back if you're going that way, because I'm going to stop by the Pokey Place anyway.
Sure. We also love meeting up, so if you're nearby, love to have you guys drop by and just say hi.
If you had one ask of the community, like they could do anything to support you and that would magically come true, what would that ask be?
For me, it's all about just building an ecosystem. So my ask is to also build great things. I love it when I see cool companies pop up and I see people doing awesome things in this town. And that's going to attract, you know, in the long run, more press, more investment, and just help us build out a better ecosystem.
Is there anything one of our listeners, because you never know who's listening and we have thousands of people listening, anything that one of our listeners, if they could do that thing for J-Star, it would totally make your week, your month, your year. What would that one thing be?
I guess as we get close to launch, our big focus right now is on sales. When it comes to home automation, it's a really weird market because you've got the high end of the market where people spend easily $100,000 or more on their entire home in terms of the smart home control. And then the other end of the market, you've got these DIY products that tend to cost between $100 and $300. We see the market really collapsing. We see the middle sort of filling in. And that's where Josh is. We're basically expensive for the low end and cheap for the high end, which puts us right at $10,000. And so if you have a big home or if you know someone with a big home that's looking for the most advanced technology possible, we're looking for customers when we launch in August. That being said, we also basically have been living under a rock. We're not raising funds. We're not going out for press. And so this has been a very sort of introverted year where we're just focused on building really, really cool tech.
And for those that want to cyberstalk you while they're listening to this awesome episode, where can they find you?
So our website is josh.ai, and our social media is all joshdotai, so just josh.ai spelled out. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
What's been one LA tech company or startup in the last few weeks or months that's really impressed you?
Well, let's see.
Every time someone needs time to think about it.
For me, I'm really a people person, and I love awesome founders. I recently got to meet Meredith Perry, the founder of Ubeam, and Ubeam is one of these companies in LA that's under the radar, but they've raised a lot of money from some really big investors, and Meredith is just awesome. She's a former NASA employee, and what she's doing with Ubeam is pretty special. It's really cool stuff.
What does Ubeam do, and do you know the website?
I believe it's just ubeam.com, but I'm not exactly sure. But what they do is wireless charging. So if you've ever wanted to just walk around your house without being plugged in and have your phone charging, Ubeam made that real.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for bringing J-Star to the community's attention and sharing your life with me. I appreciate you being here. You're amazing.
Absolutely.
If you believe in everything that we are doing with We Are LA Tech and you want to deeper connect yourself into the community, go to wearelatech.com. If you want to support this podcast and moving forward day in and day out, go to wearelatech.com/believe. I absolutely love, love, love creating these episodes for you, and we will be back soon enough with your next LA Startup Spotlight. Signing out, this is Esprit Devora.
I'm Alex Capisalatro, founder and CEO of JSTAR. JSTAR is an artificial intelligence company, and our first product is called Josh.ai. It's a high-end home automation system. You're listening to We Are LA Tech. And then over here, they've got... Yeah.
What, Ryan Gosling? That's amazing. Ryan Gosling is so famous for just being Ryan Gosling. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.